There's a new television program on CRTV. That's the network that Michelle Malkin is on, as well as Mark Levin. The new program is featuring Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty, and the name of the program is In the Woods with Phil. And it's described this way. Phil shares his 70 years of learned wisdom as never before, sometimes hilarious, sometimes tough, sometimes spiritual, and always honest. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and I got to hear Phil Robertson speak at the Values Voters Summit a couple weeks ago when they announced this. So I enjoyed hearing you, and it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good to be here, Jerry.
All right, how about if I pick your brain on a couple of different issues of today? And I'll begin with something you mentioned in your speech at the Values Voters Summit, which is the motive of the Las Vegas shooter.
Well, a lot of people, they're wringing their hands because when they research this guy, they're thinking, well, what kind of ideology did he have and what this? And they said, there got to be a motive. There has to be a motive. Well, if you read John chapter 8, to the people who said they had believed in Jesus, Jesus said, well, if you do believe I'm who I say I am, if you hold to my teaching, then you're really my disciples. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He was speaking of his upcoming death for them on a cross and his resurrection 3 days later. Well, they argued with him and said, no, we're Abraham's children. We're not slaves to anyone. And he reminded them that they were slaves to sin and that they belonged to their father. Well, you read further in John chapter 8, he identifies their father as the devil. If you look at Judas Iscariot, it says the devil prompted Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus and have him killed. And a little further down in John 13, it says, as soon as Jesus identified Judas Iscariot as the upcoming killer, the one who would have him killed, it says at that moment when they were eating at the table and Jesus handed him a piece of bread and said, this is the one that will betray me, Satan entered him. Therefore, guys like that shooter who climbs up, gets up 32 floors and shoots down on a group of individuals he had never met.
Mm-hmm.
Those people had never harmed him in any way. You say, why would he do that? What's his motive? What the United States of America and the world needs to understand is Satan is the motive when people do that. He motivates people. Jesus called him the father of murder. He's the father of murder and the father of lies. Therefore, when you see murder and you see lies, the evil one is there. 1 John 5:19 says, you have the children of God on planet Earth, and the whole world is under the control of the evil one. And there's levels of how wicked and evil they become. So the shooter was motivated by Satan himself, and that's why the people were slaughtered. Evil does not need a motivation. Satan is the motivation. Therefore, once we come to grips with that, it should make everyone say, I need to turn to God to come out from under the control, set free from Satan and sin and guilt and law having to be perfect, and the grave itself. That's what Jesus did for the world. That's my message, and that basically is the message of the show. This thing on the internet, In the Woods with Phil, it's basically how to be godly in a very ungodly world.
All right, good. Now, speaking of an ungodly world, how about your comments about restrictions on religious freedom in our time? Tear down that cross. Violate your conscience. Bake that cake, even if you don't agree with the ceremony in question. Your thoughts on religious freedom in our time.
Because once Satan controls the human race, well, everything godly, Satan working in and through human beings, is trying to thwart everything that God has done for the world. God loved the world enough to come down in flesh 2017 years ago. Our calendar documents that event, and he wants them saved. Satan is trying to win their souls. So when we people misunderstand that my worldview is the biblical one. There's two opposing sides. We're not wrestling against the human beings. We're wrestling against the evil one in the human beings. So we try to get them to come to Jesus, repent, so they can be set free from the evil one. It's Ephesians 6. I mean, the evil one, it's spiritual warfare, my man, at a high, high level. And all of the erosion of our religious rights and all of those things, that is from the evil one working in and through. Remove the Ten Commandments from the courthouse. Think about it.
Yeah.
Take the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse. Children, honor your father and mother. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. When we violate those Ten Commandments, they take us to the courthouse. That's where you end up when you violate them. And that's where they removed them.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, Newcomb.
All right, abortion. Your thoughts on that?
All they did was move the line. Five human beings, five judges, said, well, I know it says don't murder, commandment number six. But if we just move the line a little bit, then we'll say, well, at 21 weeks, they really weren't viable and really weren't human beings. Now, at 22 weeks, they're almost viable. They're almost there. So we have to be all they did, Newcomb, was move the line, moved it back a little bit on murder. It is a dastardly, brutal. It's like throwing your children in the Old Testament to Molech,
ooh,
sacrificing them to Molech. Same thing. So they slaughter their own offspring in front of God, and they look up and say, we've done nothing wrong. They usually blame the gun. If you notice with Paddock, if a man shoots people, they'll say the gun is the problem. If a man like me shoots a duck because he wants a duck gumbo, they'll blame me. They'll say I'm a bad man because I went out and shot a poor little duck and I ate him. So the same group slaughter their offsprings at about a million a year, 60 million and counting, and they look at us and say, we've done nothing wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
It's murder, no matter what time you kill them in the womb.
All right. Your comment on the NFL protests against the national anthem.
I think it's from lack of training at early ages. In other words, I train my boys. I raised four of them. I took the scriptures. All scriptures God breathed, it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So I taught my four boys to respect the flag of the United States, the national anthem. Old people, you get up and give older people your seat. I taught them no matter what their teachers said, their teachers were their teachers. So you say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And I made sure that they obeyed. I told them and trained them to obey law enforcement from a young age. The dad is the one who sets the standard in the family. Well, you just think about it. What this is a result of is a breakdown in the American family. And once we lost the headship of the man in the household, and God operating above him, and you begin to elevate government as God, the government will feed us, the government will house us, the government will educate us, the government will give us our health care, the government will save us. Not true. You have to keep God firmly implanted as the one you bow down to, and everything flows from that, Newcomb. If we don't do that, you end up with what we now have, just gangs of young people going around shooting, disrespecting everything. It's just a shootout every night in these major cities. Miss Kay and I, we've given our life to working with drug addicts and the ones in prison. We visit Angola. We talk to the ones on death row, and we give them hope. We point them to Jesus, and that's where we are in our culture.
All right, so a government is not God, is what really what you're saying. But a lot of people think it is, obviously.
They really do, and what it is, it's just a form of idolatry. In other words, they just replaced God with government, and the government will give our rights. Unfortunately, the government passes laws that just destroyed the very family structure I am referring to, you say. And then they pass a law that said it's okay to murder each other. Well, once you start doing that, there's a reason, Newcomb, that the Ten Commandments are hanging above the heads of the Supreme Court in the United States of America.
By the way, when you say the thing about the murder, you're referring back to abortion, I assume. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. All right. How about a comment about Trump and how divided our nation is?
I think Trump has done a remarkable job with the blowback that he's getting from the Republican Party itself and all of the Democrats that's chosen to be obstructionist. I think he's done a remarkable job to do as much as he's done. I think before it's over, even with his sometimes, a little caustic from time to time, we all have character flaws, and there's not a one of us that is without sin. So the bottom line is, I think overall, I have no problem with Donald Trump's policies at all. I think before it's all over, he will be judged as a good president before it's over. A great one.
And how about the second part of that, the fact that our nation is so divided? I don't ever remember a president being inaugurated, and then there were riots in the streets, you know, with damage and, you know, destruction and all this kind of stuff. It's like, whoa. I mean,
everyone who sins breaks the law, 1 John 3, verse 4. In fact, sin is lawlessness. What I'm trying to do is get people to turn, repent of their sins, and put their faith in God, and for crying out loud, instead of all this division that we're now seeing because of the havoc that the evil one has rendered through our society, I'm trying to get them to do two simple things, Newcomb. Love God, love their neighbor.
I mean, that.
It's sorely needed, Newcomb.
It sorely is. I agree. Okay, how about political correctness?
Political correctness is more, I call it pontificated crap.
Oh.
Once you replace political correctness, once you replace biblical correctness with political correctness, it's just a ploy that the evil one uses so that you will go down the road of political correctness. Think about it. The term political, how in the world could you add a word after political and make anything about it correct? It's not a political fix in America, Newcomb. It's a spiritual fix.
You know, by the way, speaking of that, it seems like the left politicizes everything. So you can't sit down and watch a Hollywood program where they're talking about, oh, these are the movies of this year. In other words, the Oscars or the Emmys or whatever, without some sort of, you know, high-handed left-wing political bashing of Donald Trump and, you know, et cetera. Everything is politicized. Even that example with the football games, you know, so your comment on that, politicizing everything.
It's politicized because there is no God. There's no anchor there. Romans 1, about verse 28 says, therefore, when they did not think it worthwhile, this is the Roman Empire, and it fits us like a glove, too, amazingly, 2,000 years later, written to the Roman Empire, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, depravity. They are full of envy, murder, hatred, malice, deceit. They are insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Now, I'm just quoting
Romans 1:28
and following. You're like, what in the world?
Yeah, no, and basically we're out of time, but let me refer people to your new program. Again, it's called In the Woods with Phil. Our guest for this segment has been Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame. Thanks so much for being with us, and all the best with your new program.
All right, dude.
All right, all the best. Bye-bye.